Tell me all your fears, all your questions about Mashiach. And my answer is going to be the song. My song is going to answer all your questions. The biggest fear that people have about Mashiach can be answered with...
Welcome to Greeting Mashiach. Today, we have a very, very special guest. He is a singer. He is a songwriter. He is a rising superstar, Yossi Redl. Welcome, Yossi. I would like to go back and ask you a little bit, you know, before we get into what you do nowadays, I would like to, if you can tell us a little bit about your backstory, how you got to where you are right now.
Regarding Mashiach or...
Well, this is a Greeting Mashiach podcast, so I guess let's stick to the topic of Mashiach.
All right. So I definitely didn't feel bepnimius, the meaning and the definition of Mashiach, the makif of Mashiach was definitely there growing up. My father, my parents in general, you know, they had their suitcase. When Mashiach comes, and the atmosphere was definitely there. But bepnimius, knowing the details, what, who, it was very, like, the way we grew up in Italy, it was not, definitely also the fact that I was born in Nundalet, you know, didn't make things easier. When I really got exposed to Mashiach is when I went to yeshiva. Misifta, the first, second year, Shir Beis, I went to an Israeli yeshiva. Baruch Hashem was Mashiachist. And, okay, sorry. It's okay. That was the first time that someone mentioned to me, hey, come to the Shugel of Mashiach. And I was like, not interested. Like, maybe I didn't like the flavor of the wafers. You know, it didn't talk to me. And I was like, you know, just, you know, I'm not interested. And I even remember at the end of Shir Gimel, I gave like a speech, you know, the end of Misifta speech. And I remember saying that, you know, before I started coming to the Shurim of Mashiach and before I started getting involved, someone told me, I said, you know, I'm not interested. It's like, they read a few paragraphs. I have no idea what they're saying. It's not relevant to me. Like, just leave me alone. And then I said, someone told me, someone that I was able to accept his words. He said, you know, don't do anything. Just learn Dvar Malchus. Just learn Aleph Nun Beis. Then tell me, then come back to me. And my end of the speech was, you know, and here I am today. But it was basically... Without, because, you know, when I started yeshiva in Israel, no one told me anything. Like, I didn't know anything about, let alone, you know, Mashiach, Hasidus. I even remember, just as a joke, I didn't even know when I came back, flew back to Milano with El Al, I didn't know Glatt Kosher. You know, when the hostess came and she asked me, you know, what would you like to eat? I said kosher. They said everything is kosher. I said perfect. You know, give me whatever you got. And to me, you know, growing up in Italy, you know, I thought if it's in Hebrew, someone tells me it's kosher, it's kosher. So forget about that. You know, Hasidus, people just told me the slogans. I had no idea what they were saying. The moment someone told me, just learn, that was, you know, the big change. Then, you know, I continued in yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, when I went to Montreal, I took it with me. I became like I called myself the Mashiach monster. And you know, I kept the fire of Mashiach. We would do shiurim for Mashiach. And you know, I really educated myself with, you know, like, for example, incredible. I loved the Heschel Greenberg's classes on Mashiach. That was really so well explained, and it just lays out everything. And you know, you always have a little bit of that fear of like, what am I going to answer if someone asks me? So those shiurim are phenomenal. Those really, really helped me when I was in yeshiva in Zal. And to the and Baruch Hashem, I was able to teach it. But until I would say, so I always felt like I was the Mashiach monster, and you know, it was my thing. And I guess I also liked the controversial part of it, that I loved talking about things that people are afraid to talk about. You know, that was another angle that I was very, happy to share it with people, especially because I knew that people's questions or people's problems, so to speak, with Mashiach were all based on ignorance. It was never based on, because they knew so much that they disagreed. I would say 95% of the time was always coming from ignorance. So I was very happy to educate people about that. I would say until I came on Shlichus, 26 years old, I came on Shlichus, and suddenly it was very different, because you're not in the atmosphere of yeshiva, of Mashiach. I'm not in 770, and suddenly you're talking to people that they don't even know Yiddishkeit. They don't know, you want to talk to them about Rebbe, like they don't even know what is a Rebbe, just the basics. So I was struggling with, I know how important it is. I, kept learning knowledge from Beis. I keep, getting more comfortable and still talking to people on Mashiach. But I still felt that there was a gap between, what I know and the average Jew in my Makom HaShlichus. Like, how do I breach that gap? And I feel like it make a big difference when the JLI, made a course about Mashiach. That was a very, it was very, I would say it was very helpful in having the right OCS to explain people. It definitely gave me a lot of like examples, analogies that I can use to explain to people. What really made a difference to me, and that's how it helped me bridge that gap, it was about 3 years ago or 2 years ago. I'm forgetting exactly at what point in time. I think it was around that I was teaching this to JLI. I always wanted to make a song about Mashiach. So I thought, let me ask my Mekuravim on Instagram. I said, let me ask them. I said, just lay out, tell me all the questions. They feel comfortable. Tell me all your fears, all your questions about Mashiach. And my answer is going to be the song. My song is going to answer all your questions.
It's like the Alter Rebbe.
Right.
He came to the town with all the Misnagdim. And they asked all these questions or whatever. I don't remember exactly the details. And he sang a niggun and he raised them all to a place where they didn't have any of these questions.
I'm a chassid of the Rebbe, so hopefully I had that strength.
You got the power. Yeah.
I mean, the song is almost out. But so I started, I put out these questions, and it was very, very, I had my own questions, of course. My own fears. And then I just sat down and I tried to distill, like, you have a limited amount of words, and you can't answer everything and start teaching in a song. You just have to say, get to the meat of it. And so this is what I realized. The biggest fear that people have about Mashiach can be answered with, you need to understand that Moshiach is the why of everything, the why of creation. Now, we know this, but suddenly when I brought the idea of Moshiach, which is such a filled, it's such a powerful, full of you know, depth and yeah, also misconception. It just has a lot inside of that word. I said, if you think about, so change Moshiach, not change, but I like, identify Moshiach with purpose. People, all the fears, for example, you know, Moshiach is a prize. Okay, so if I, you know, give me a couple $1 million, give me health. You want the Beis Hamikdash? Fine, you can keep that. But like, that's all I need. I don't need the prize. Give me Parnasse, health. That's it. What else do you need? And then the second problem was that it's a way out. It's a solution. You know, you have a problem? Moshiach. Oh, life is hard. Problems and milchames, everything. Moshiach. And so I realized that Moshiach is, people don't know that Moshiach is the purpose of everything. That was the first nekuda. So I start the song. I say, can you tell me what wakes you up in the morning? Like, simple, very, very etzendik. But, you know, of course, we know all the oasis of the avir, the essence, the moment, right? Whatever you say before Medeani, it's just start with that. What wakes you up in the morning? Why do you exist? Like, very deep questions, like very essential questions. Why are you here? So when you say Moshiach, okay, well, like, what does that mean? How is that? Like, because it's the collective, but then it's a very personal answer, because it has to do with your physical, you know, individual life, with your challenges and talents. And then I was the first nekuda, that it's not, because I was thinking, so, and then I'll tell you another two ideas that really helped finish the song. The second idea was, how do we know that Moshiach is going to come? How do we know that it's a must? Like, for sure it's going to happen. And I realized, like, because once you realize it's not just a prize, it's not just a way to escape the pain, it's why Hashem created. Of course, like, of course it's going to happen. It's the reason why Hashem created the world. So there's no other way. It's like, this is why we're here. It's our destiny. Like, that's why we're here. There's no way that it's because until you think, you know, it's a prize, it's a way to escape the pain. Okay, maybe less pain. I don't need it right now. I don't need to escape so much. All these are not getting to that sim.
That was right. If you think of it as a reward or as something that like escape the pain, right? Then today I could want Mashiach very much because I want a reward, because life is very bad, so I need Mashiach because I want the reward. Or life is very painful, so escape the pain. And tomorrow, if everything is okay, Mashiach, it's fine.
Something very important. Also, even I don't know who your Instagram chassidim are, but even like bachrim in yeshiva and in 770 or guys who are, so to speak, with the program. Even if in the back of your head, or maybe even the front of your head, you know that it's true that the whole point is dir b'tachtonim, or that's really the whole point. You sometimes, practically, the way you're living your life, you're not living that necessarily. You don't, like you said, you're not waking up in the morning with that. And I think that's a really really important thing. I heard today on a different podcast some people discussing, how do you they're trying to figure out, like, you know, they're living their life today, you know, the whole Mashiach thing that I was speaking about, thousand days, and they don't really get where it fits into anything or how it's still practical today or what it all means. Or so they're wondering, like, did the Rebbe finish all the Ma'amarim, or like, are there more we're missing out on now? Like, do we have it ever? Do we not have it ever? It's like, will you change the perspective? It's like, no. Mashiach is the purpose of everything. The Rebbe gave us a job to do. Total of us can't. Obviously, we have everything we need to do that job. The Rebbe is here helping us, but we, you know, it's like, it all makes sense.
No, we didn't even plan this, but that the 2000 Sirkan is the end of my song. Because I was thinking that the second part of the song I talk more about that you have to when the world doesn't taste right, you have to peel off and then you'll find the good inside. Meaning the whole idea of, you know, people say, oh, it's a horrible world and la la, we need Moshiach. Moshiach is life right now. If you live in the Galus plane, then that's what you see. But if you peel off, then you find that everything has purpose. Saying Moshiach is such a, like, it's such a heavy word, but like when you say purpose, it's like, oh wow, purpose is like, it's like it's helpful, like live life with purpose. I like that, you know, but that's exactly what Moshiach is the purpose of every individual and of everything that ever happened. So I think sometimes Moshiach becomes this big, it makes you feel very small, that this big idea and like me and that. But then when you realize, like, and then so I'll explain two nekudas that really made it personal for me. So the 2000 Sirkent, I love to buy all these. When 2000 came out, I bought every single, you know, Chavaris, every, the Dvar Malchus in English, and then the summer thing. I bought every single thing. Did I read everything? I don't know. But I bought everything because, you know, it's Gishmak to see different Mashiach ways, you know. It's Moshiach. And then I thought about it, and I was like, why did they call it Tutals? You know, Tutals is like the easy, do everything, try everything, you know. Somehow, you know, try everything, throw everything, and then maybe something will stick, you know. Tutals. And then I thought, Vosir Kent, like, if you think about the message, you know, like the inner message that everybody was telling us, I realized, like, it's been so long. Since Nun Aleph Nun Beis, it's 32 years. The generation that's learning Nun Aleph Nun Beis are the kids of people that were barely, you know, in 770, Nun Aleph Nun Beis, you know, I saw Rabbi Aftson, like, he was barely with the pro, and now his kids are in yeshiva. Like, it's been so long that now the question is not what can we do. The question became even more like, can we do this? Like, did that ever mean like we are going to do it? Like, we're like the not the second generation. Like, the, you know, like when you hear a story from first person. Like, we are hearing the people that saw. It's like second level. Exactly. So yeah. I was thinking, like, the Rebbe was telling us, Tutals was Irkent, like, deeper, the Rebbe is saying, Irkent. Yeah, Tutals, yes. Of course, it's about learning Moshiach. But suddenly, the Tutals was Irkent was like, the Rebbe is telling us, you can do it. And how can you do it? Now, learning about Moshiach makes so much sense. How can you want something when you don't know what it is? Like, my passion in business, how can you sell something that you don't even know what it is? If you don't learn Moshiach, so the Rebbe, yes, the Rebbe says it's a skula, and it in Balak, you know, it changes your nature. But on a very, like, I realize on a basic level, You can't buy Mashiach if you don't know what it is. The only way to buy Mashiach is if you learn it. Because if you learn it, then maybe you're not so afraid. I say a line in a very like politically correct in my song. I say, the more you know, the less you fear the unknown. It's not like I'm never gonna want Mashiach fully because I'm never, you know, I have my metaves and like I'm not gonna learn every minute Dvar Malchus and you know, there's other things I need to learn and Chita. But then I realized like it's pashit. If you learn about Mashiach, you want it because you know what it is. You can't buy Mashiach if you can't sell it to yourself. The only way to sell it is if you know what it is. You can't sell something you don't know. And I'm sorry, but like, unfortunately, we haven't been selling Mashiach very well because there was a lot of confusion. There was a lot of, also because of fear, because of, you know, it was very fragile in right by the afternoon Dalit. So whatever the reason, but right now, the Rebbe is telling us, tut als was ihr kennt, you can do it. And that's mamish the end of my song. You can do it, we can do it, we can do it. Why? Because it's why we're here. So it's not, we can do it, because it's why Hashem put us here because to bring Moshiach. Of course you can do it, of course you can do it, because it's why you're here. And so the last nekuda, I realized I'll give you a bit more of the emotional story behind it. It was my father's first yard site, which happens to be Hashem's incredible precision. It happened on my birthday, so it was this past Shana Rabba, and so I was turning 30, and it was the first yard site. And obviously, it was very, very difficult before, and I was just, you know, very, very. It was very difficult, and mamish a few hours before, I'm talking to my nephew, and his grandmother just passed away, so he's telling me, how can you want Mashiach? And his friend passed away. He's saying like, how can you want Mashiach and like want Mashiach and learn about Mashiach, kochi Mashiach, if you're so full of pain? Like, there's so much pain, and like, how can I want Mashiach? Glad that this was like, you know, the mamish, like the moment my birthday finished, then, you know,
October 7th
happened. So yeah, wonderful timing. But basically, I told him, you know, I said, you know, Moshiach is not just a better future. You know, that, like, even if life is difficult, we all believe that, you know, Moshiach is going to come. And there's a better day. There's a better day coming. Because what does that help you right now? I'm in pain right now. What does it help me that one day Mashiach is going to come and things are going to get better? But right now I'm in pain. What does that help me? So then the whole Goyla Geula really made it so klar. Goyla, I realized that, and I told my nephew, I said, what is Goyla Geula? Every situation you find yourself is goyla. Hashem puts you there. That is your personal, custom-made goyla. Why does the Eibishter put you there? Does he want you to be miserable? Does he want you to blame him? Does he want you to? Why does he put you there? Because you have an aleph. So I told my nephew, I said, we are constantly put in goyla situations. And our choice is, am I going to find the Aleph and find the purpose? And then basically make Geula in that moment? Or am I going to miss the boat and stay stuck in Geula? So suddenly it changed the way I looked at Moshiach, because suddenly Moshiach is not just a better future. No, it's worth it. Like, when you sell it to yourself, you can convince yourself the Ruchnis, this is what the Eibishte wants, this is what the Rebbe wants. But why do I want it? Why do I want Mashiach? So I'll tell you, Boshet, when my father passed away, I was like, okay, that's the only solution. There's no going back. I was like, the only way that my father's not going to get buried tomorrow morning is if Mashiach comes. But then I realized, okay, obviously months later when I was writing the song, I told myself, I said, it's Mashiach is not just a way to escape the pain. So I said, I have a choice right now. Am I going to blame the Eibishter and just be in the you know the depression and the yeah in the mud, yes, to say in a nice way, and or am I going to find the Aleph? What's the purpose? What's the purpose for me, the Eibishter, giving me such a hard goyla? And that means I can do it. I can find the Aleph. So I can think about, you know, the great thing about the yard site, and then it coincides with my birthday. So, you know, it's my father's, his whole avodah, that energy with my mission. So our missions are connected. But basically, it really made Moshiach a relevant. Pashit, you want to live with purpose? Moshiach is the answer. So every situation you find yourself, even if you bump into someone with your car, it's a goyel situation. Are you going to find the purpose? And then you create the Aleph. And Take, I Baruch Hashem, I went to 70, I made a whole project for, I made a video for the song, and we posh it. Everything was last minute, but Baruch Hashem, I got paint. I built a canvas in front of 770. I painted Goyla, and then we started painting the Aleph. And then the Aleph, everyone painted their own Aleph, and then the Aleph basically took over and became, you know, it brought light to everything else. So it's Poshet. Moshiach helps you every single day. So this is, you know, this is the Goyla Geula. Tutas Asir can't, we can do it. And then Nalef Rumbeis, learning is a must, because you can't sell it to yourself and then sell it to others, which that of course is our job, because we are the Rebbe Shluchim. We are the ones that can sell Moshiach. And by the way, another simple, when I tell people that Moshiach is all about purpose, and purpose gives you it's a
gives the whole journey meaning. If you have a purpose, meaning, it gives it's meaning to every step of the way.
Source of if you want to be happy, it's purpose. If you can find your purpose right now, then you can be happy. I said, who embodies purpose more than the Rebbe? The Rebbe is purpose. The Rebbe is a walking Nefesh Elikis. The Rebbe is purpose. So that it's such a simple way that you one and one, you put it together. Of course, the Rebbe is purpose
Malubash Beguf.
So it's such an easy way. Suddenly, when it's all about purpose, the Rebbe wants every single Jew and Avdil, every single person in the world, to fulfill their purpose. Moshiach.
You said we're walking after each other kiss. I was just thinking, like, now that I've explained, so all souls really come from the same place. And even the souls that are greater, it's because they came from Atzilus and didn't get all confused on the way down. But really, every soul, so it's like, you look at the Rebbe, how great the Rebbe is, and you see, wow, okay, so we can't really compare ourselves. Like it says, you can't compare yourself. Hashem told you, Moshe, don't compare yourself to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They're even, but you say, this is really what an Nefesh HaLakis is. You see like an inkling of what is a Jewish soul. You see what? Every one of us have a Jewish soul. Like, wow.
A Nefesh HaLakis is, and this I got also from another JLI based on Tanya, it's all about your mission. It's all about your mission. So when you say in these oases, it's all about you. Why do people get inspired when they go to the Rebbe? Because it's not, wow, the Rebbe is such a great person. People said that too. But people felt when they, because the Rebbe is a walking Nefesh HaLakis, they saw, oh, I also have that. I also have purpose. So a nefesh, we all have a nefesh likis, which the deepest part is our Mashiach, our Yechida. But technically, whatever, we're getting into
Yechida is just a name. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But that's...
Back to Toldos.
Right. In those oishes, it's living with Mashiach means, and Taka, we had to make a video about living with Mashiach. And I was like, how do you show that you're living with Mashiach? And Pashit, it's like, it means living. Everything that you do has meaning. Everything you do has a purpose. So that's the Mashiach mindset. So I definitely recommend it.
That's like interesting because like you can connect this very much to what the Rebbe says about opening your eyes and seeing that we're living in Yemesa Mashiach and Geula. The table is set in front of you with the Sharaber and all these things. But yeah, if every part of your life, you take a moment and instead of living in the Geula, you stick the Aleph in the word and you open your eyes and you see how really it's Geula, it's Mashiach. That's what it is. So it brings another dimension to it. That yeah, that purpose pshat is that the combination
that's
of everything.
That's why they put you there. That's that you have a shliches in that moment, in that place, and you know, and even the pain is one of the greatest teachers. So the Eibishter, you know, I definitely think that he got a lot of purposes. I think he had enough, but with everything, enough is enough. Now Moshiach has to, you know, beguf gashmi. We have to see it with our fleshy koygen. So, but yeah, it's in the second before, you know, the actual geula. It makes every thing that you go through colorful. It makes it meaningful. So, you know, and that's what Moshiach is. It's when you tell it to people, it melts away all the fears of you know, what if I'm going to get judged? And what if, you know, I'm not going to know what to do? And what if I'm going to lose my identity? It's funny, I was from ringing with Bachrim. I don't know is there a timing limit, whatever? Okay. So
I was, you have nothing else to say.
I was forbringing with Bachrim about, about purpose, so one of my fears, my Rav Shabami's questions was, you know, if everyone's going to be good, then, you know, how are we going to have our uniqueness? How are we going to be, like, individualistic? If everyone is doing tournaments, everyone is growing, ad ein sof, it sounds boring, or everyone's going to be, you know, ha-ha, everyone is perfect. Like, it sounds boring. So I was telling them, you know, I happen to, when I'm going to for concerts, I like to rent something that's, you know, to the standard of shluchim. You know, so one time I rented a nice car and I was like backing out from an apartment and I broke, my side mirror. So I was thinking about it. Like I was telling the Bachin, like, isn't it crazy that I'm driving a car that I'm paying $100 for that day and I'm feeling good because I think that people are going to look at me and think, ah, look at you, chasiv, you know. It's not my car. I'm renting the car, and now I broke the side mirror. Like I was saying, like, you think that's who I am? You think that's my identity? That's, like, we live in a world, by the way, that's another thing. The Moshiach gives such an identity because it's purpose. We live, the Welt is such a crisis of identity that, these days, the identity became, I watch this kinds of movies, I like to follow this sport, and I like to listen to this music, and a mix of all these things, that's who I am. Like, are you kidding? Do you think that's what makes you unique? That's your identity? Your identity is 10 million times more interesting. Your Natfishel Keys, that's the most interesting, colorful, unique, and that's who you really are. So now we have all these chitzonistic things that are covering the klipa, it's covering who you really are, like that's who you really are, and that's so much more interesting and exciting than the chitzonistic identity that we have these days. Even within like, you know, within Chabad, like, you know, I follow this and I like this speaker. Like we can identify all these chitzonistic things. I said when Mashiach comes, all these chitzonistic things are gonna come away. You're gonna really know, like you're gonna really be who you really are. And you're not gonna have to hide, you know, you're not gonna have to mask. It's like, you're kidding me, you think then you're gonna be boring? Like right now, your identity is such a mishmash of a bunch of things that have almost nothing to do with you. So that was my, you know, my answer to my question. That you don't have to be afraid. Like, and of course, the more you identify now with your Nefesh HaLikis, with your mission, obviously the easier the transition when Moshiach, you know, is here. You know,
yeah, we gotta taste Erev Shabbos. We gotta taste all the avodah.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'll finish off with this question. When's the song coming out?
I think only David Stern knows. No, I have to push. I have to push more. I got Baruch Hashem. I have someone that's an editor that already told me maybe you should do this, you should do that. I said, you just do your job. Finish the... No, Baruch Hashem. But Purim is in more than a week. Hopefully, maybe around Purim week. It's a shame.
Nice.
Wow, very exciting.
I feel that, you know, any atzlacha I had with Proud Jew and other Jewish pride and things, it's all easy. You know, Moshiach is the world's been waiting for this kind of song. Because no one says it the way it is.
I know I go on release time every week and we have the release time camps, especially where, you know, you have to entertain the kids for longer. The amount of times they play a proud Jew.
Finally, you're going to have one more song. You know, not there just one. Okay, maybe, you know, we shouldn't even have to wait. You know, I'll release it. I was joking with my friend. Instead of because the chorus is we want Mashiach now. I said, I'll change it in the studio. We have Mashiach now. I'm okay with it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Shkoyach. Thank you, Rabbi. And obviously, you know, go check out his music. He has a lot of beautiful songs, very powerful songs, meaningful songs, not just the Proud Jew, but other much deeper songs. And Mimitz Hashem Take, you should pull it out. You should put out the song with We Have Mashiach Now.
Amen.
And
Amen. It'll be true in the reveal times by the time the song comes out.
Yeah, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
ויד כדיכך המדב גולהוב מהדר עם זול מחי זין יחי המלך.